All talking stopped, and the small clusters of people began merging into one single mass. Even Chester, the only Negro, was now standing in arm-touching contact with whites. Then, amid hissing, steamy clouds of white, the train braked, screeched, and finally came to a halt. From the crowd, a woman's voice, it may have been Reverend Ben's wife, asked, "Well, where are they?" Jimmy Wells pointed to the last passenger car. "There!" Everyone hurried toward the end of the train in time to see two GIs with their sidearms still strapped in their holsters step quickly from the car. Then came the Germans. The crowd moved back slightly, leaving a one-person-wide path between themselves and the train. The prisoners were unhandcuffed, unchained young men carrying regulation army duffel bags. They wore fresh blue denim pants and matching shirts, and if it hadn't been for the black POW stenciled across their shirt backs, you could easily have mistaken them for an ordinary crew from the Arkansas Public Works Department sent out to repair a stretch of highway. I tried to read their faces for brutality, terror, humiliation, something. But the only thing I sensed